Ich möchte euch jetzt einen neuen Studiengang vorstellen, denn seit diesem Wintersemester kann man am European College of Liberal Arts in Berlin einen neuen Bachelorstudiengang studieren, der heißt Value Studies. Das heißt so viel wie Wertvorstellung und dieser Studiengang vermittelt eine Art geisteswissenschaftliche Allgemeinbildung und er ist interdisziplinär ausgerichtet. Uns hat interessiert, was sich dahinter genau verbirgt, hinter so einer geisteswissenschaftlichen Allgemeinbildung und haben dazu ein Interview geführt mit Peter Heinal. Er ist Dekan des European College of Liberal Arts.
Now connected to Mr. Peter Heinal from the European College of Liberal Arts in Berlin. There's a new degree program at your college. It's called Value Studies.
Yes.
And it wants to unite several fields such as philosophy, literature, political theory and art history. Mm-hmm. First of all, how came up the idea for this bachelor degree program?
Well, the school started around 7 years ago, and the people who started this the school then started a political theory program. But meanwhile, the school has expanded into a more general liberal arts program, and we wanted to give it a new profile was developed on the way, and as we were trying to find the right description of it. That's how we came up with the term value studies. And since then have tried to shape the program consciously around the concept of value.
I see. I wanted to ask you which job perspectives this program gives to the people who study it.
Well, this is a general liberal arts program. So we don't offer professional training. In fact, liberal arts, the meaning of the term liberal arts means that you study things for their own sake. We believe, however, that in the first 4 years of university education, this is the best kind of education a person can get for then to be able to choose the right kind of practical work if that's what they choose to do in life. And in general, it's the experience that people who do solid liberal arts training are usually do very well on the job market.
Uh-huh.
More concretely, we do list a couple of professions that are typically available for our students. This is journalism, non-profit work. Many of them go on to do management. We have had alumni who went on to work for McKinsey. So there's a very wide variety of things, actually.
Yes, that sounds interesting. How could you describe the curriculum, the calendar of the course? What do you do in the 4 years?
What is special about ECLA is that it's a very integrated program. It's a small school. It's a very friendly atmosphere. The students know all the professors. They all know each other. Students in 1 year typically form a very cohesive group. And throughout all their 4 years, half of the program is studied together in groups. And they are usually at some point, so if you're in one particular year at ECLA, then half of your time you spend in a core course where you are taught together by a group of faculty who work together on the course, and all the students in 1 year study that course together. And the other half of the time you study selected courses. So it's a very integrated program. Mm-hmm. That's probably the most striking characteristic.
Can you give some examples? What topics do you talk about in the courses?
Well, value questions. So these are questions that sort of that we sometimes say in English have a claim on all of our attention. So another specific thing about ECLA is that the kind of questions that we think about are questions that you would think about even outside of academia, and we believe that academia needs to be relevant to discussing these questions that are burning questions, that are the questions that interest us. Typically, at ECLA, these are questions about art, politics, morality, even economics and science. As we speak, just behind me in the other room, Professor Jens Reich is teaching a course on bioethics to students. But we look for topics where you can actually bring in professors from very different backgrounds to teach together and discuss the questions together. So, for instance, the question of social justice would be such a topic. But some of our courses, we have one course that deals with the concept of property, mm-hmm. and so on. Different mm-hmm. concepts, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that really sounds like a very integrated program, yes. Thank you for introducing the new degree program Value Studies to us. I have just talked to Mr. Peter Hainel, who is the Dean of the European College of Liberal Arts in Berlin. Thank you.
Thank you.
Das Gespräch mit Peter Hainel habe ich vor der Sendung aufgezeichnet. Er hat uns den Studiengang Value Studies vorgestellt. Das College entwickelte sich von einer sehr theoretischen Ausrichtung mehr in Richtung freie Künste und deshalb wurde eben dieser Studiengang Value Studies geformt. Er ist theoretisch ausgerichtet, dauert 4 Jahre und in den Seminaren geht es dann tatsächlich um Wertevorstellungen und man spricht über Fragen, über die man auch außerhalb der Uni spricht, die eben viele Leute betreffen, wie zum Beispiel soziale Gerechtigkeit und dann diskutiert man dort eben unterschiedliche Konzepte von sozialer Gerechtigkeit. Die Dozenten, die Value Studies Unterricht geben, die Kurse geben, stammen dementsprechend aus unterschiedlichen Bereichen wie Philosophie, Literaturwissenschaft, aus politischer Theorie, Kunst oder Filmwissenschaft. Und wenn man dann nach 4 Jahren den Bachelor hat, kann man entweder weiter studieren oder einen Job suchen in der Politik, bei Organisationen, im Management, als Journalist oder im Bereich Kunst. Zurzeit bemüht man sich beim European College of Liberal Arts in Berlin um die offizielle Anerkennung des neuen Bachelor-Studiengangs in Deutschland.